How do they get the boat in the bottle?
They build it inside the bottle.
Is the water in there already when they do it?
There's no water in it.
I've never seen no water either.
For real?
Yeah.
Don't they have a boat with water in it?
No.
I mean, like, a glass with water in a boat.
No. Well, not that I've ever seen. I've seen just the boat inside there.
Now, I want to know how they do that.
They have, like, these tweezers, and they build it all inside the boat, inside the thing.
I could have swore there was one with water in it.
I've never seen one. I seen my message in a bottle, but that didn't have water in it either.
It's like lightning in a bottle. Yeah. I kind of wanted to get, like, deep on this podcast. Like, I kind of wanted to get, like, deep.
How deep are you trying to get?
Deep questions on here, like...
You trying to get theory deep or...
No.
Well, I have some questions. I'm trying to get, I have, like, some questions I want to ask y'all, but we can save it for a little bit later. But, I mean, that's something I've planned on doing, too. Like,
yeah,
some questions.
The questionnaires. Oh, we also got to do our autobiographies.
Autobiography.
Yeah, where we're supposed to make, like, an introduction, kind of, like, one episode per person on a little backstory about yourself, right? We planned on doing that.
Oh,
just
like,
so we can tell them, like, why we're named
say,
the Axecast.
Yeah, why we're named the Axecast.
Just going to be a quick little summary. Just, I'm not trying to take up the whole podcast time. Just want y'all to know why we're called the Axecast. And
I thought we're called the Axecast because we were throwing the maxes and got championship trophies and stuff. Remember that one time?
Where was one?
Did you throw an axe?
I actually got stopped in the club about that. Like, he was like, "Hey man, I love that place." And I was like, "What place?" And he's like, You work there?" And I was like, My podcast? And he was like, "Yeah, that place." Like, "Wait, no, it's a podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah, we're the Axecast." He goes, "Oh, I thought that was that throwing axe place, bro." He's like, my bad. I thought it was throwing axe. I was like, "Nah, it's a podcast. You should look it up." And that was when I went to the club.
We'd be throwing out words.
Nah. So right now, he's probably watching this episode when he comes out.
When they come out, like, "Hey, he told
that was me.
He remembered." Nah, he remembered.
Yeah, John, Bill.
Alias, nah.
Guy.
Guy club.
All right, I got a story. I don't know.
No, you can't say it. We're gonna do the fucking.
That is reminding me. Man, it pissed me off all over again. But,
yeah, fucking PTSD.
Oh damn. We. I know. Damn.
I want to tell y'all something. That's why y'all die first, because y'all don't hear something and y'all don't get up and just leave. Y'all got to investigate.
That was, we knew what it was.
Yeah, what caused it? I don't know.
The
I
heat.
Got up and left because I wasn't trying
to
find
heat.
Out.
Adrian knows it's the fucking heat.
I wasn't trying to find out
heat.
Nothing.
I know what caused it. Temperature.
Yep. Temperature. He knows now.
You gotta be, like, experimental sometimes, man.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
like,
don't
if
know.
You know, like...
You gonna be the first to die in a horror film. Y'all could try to investigate.
Did you tell him about that?
Nah.
He wasn't on the phone?
No, we didn't tell you, right?
What?
What did I tell you about
there's
it?
A lot
no.
Things.
No.
I thought he was on the phone that day.
I think we talked on the phone, yeah, but I don't know if I said anything about it.
I might have hung up by that time.
I wanna know.
His whole experiment. Stupid crap.
I don't understand why you get mad about it, though.
Because I was, like, right there.
But did you die?
I could have. What did
you do, though?
What I did is I got finished drinking my beer.
Uh-huh.
And I finished it all. And then I squeezed the cap on real tight. And we're sitting by the fireplace. And I threw it in the fire. And so it was just sitting there. And it was, like, making, start like sitting there for a while, and they started making like a pissing noise, like, and boom, it blew up. It blew up, and this dude got so upset because it blew up.
No,
because
the fire
was laughing.
The fire is like right here, and I was like,
hold on, wait. Put the bottle where the fire at.
Look, the fire is right there, and I'm like this on my phone. And he threw
the... weren't that close.
No, I saw him put the bottle. I was close.
Not that close.
Because I was messing with the fire.
Hey, with your bottle, show me how far it was.
From me, it would have probably been like a little bit more closer to me.
Okay.
Yeah, same just distance. A little bit closer. It wasn't that close.
That's the same distance.
No.
But what made it worse is I was on my phone. I was lined up.
All right, so like it was probably like right here. And he wasn't like this. He was
right there.
He was like this. Mm-hmm. He was right here.
No, because that is kind of the same.
But I'm standing up the bottle. I'm standing in the bottle up. It wasn't facing straight up. It wasn't facing towards you. It was laying sideways. Alright? Okay. It was laying sideways. And so like I threw it in the fucking fire and it was in there and it was just like he was sitting there on his phone or whatever, we're just chilling. And then all you hear is psst, pow, and it blew up inside the fucking fire. And like nobody was hurt during this experience.
Well, I was mad because I was like,
his feelings were hurt, or I don't know. Like he was just like, he got upset.
Why did you get mad?
I got mad because I felt like it was common sense not to throw a damn bottle with the lid closed. Like it's gonna build heat. Like
I felt like I was lost him, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like I was lost him.
I was about to say,
was
like,
pissed off, like he's my fucking
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, like I was like, you do dumb shit's gonna happen, son. Like, come on. I've told you this a million times, Lawson. Okay, you do dumb shit.
And then the thing is, too, is that he saw me throw it in.
Yeah, I was about to ask that. Yeah. You said that. I saw him put it in there.
Yeah.
And it's common sense.
Says,
step the fuck back.
Don't throw, like, don't have the lid closed.
I was like this, you know, watching the whole thing the whole time.
I was the smart one, really? I was the smart one.
I knew not to get that close now.
I knew something stupid might happen. I mean, I was like, and it popped, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why did it pop? And I was like, curious. I don't know why it popped. And then we look at the bottle. It's like a big old hole on the side. And the lid's all tight.
I squeeze it real tight.
I said, why is the lid on there? I heard the sound, but I didn't understand why the damn lid was on there. Like, I don't know.
See, I was expecting a laugh, and I got the exact opposite. He got all mad at me. You know what? I think I did. I think I did. I think we did talk to you that night because I was like, Xavier, Eric's mad at me.
I don't remember that.
Because I think, was that the same night? Oh, yeah, that was the same night we called you about doing that Texas challenge. And then he left later on that night, and then we talked on the phone again later that night. While you're,
I don't remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, that's what happened.
Man, that's funny.
That's why, whenever we heard that sound, I looked straight at AJ. He started laughing because he knew what I was
There's
thinking about.
There's not a fire here, man. Okay? There's not a fire here.
He knew exactly what I was thinking.
I know. But see, look, the stories like this go good on the podcast. Man. You know, I mean, I'm doing my part. Wait, what the fuck are you doing?
You're making stories. I'm doing dumb shit.
I'm making shit.
I'm doing dumb shit.
You know what I mean? What did y'all do today? So
this podcast went exactly the opposite.
Exactly
of where
we were trying to do. I know. I told you. I was like, no, let's not say it yet. And then you're like, no, I want to hear it. And then he was like, yeah, let's say it.
Yeah,
and like,
right, so. We were already kind of. Because the
we're
sound.
We're already going. Yeah, we're already going.
But anyways. Are you going to do your biography? I think we're planning it too much. We just need to jump into it. Just because there's like a lot that we're...
Yeah, but like out. I feel like a lot of pressure now because I wasn't expecting that
I think you rather plan it so that way it's not... The words aren't fumbled. You already know exactly what to say. So that way it sounds more professional.
I never know exactly.
See, this is the problem that we had the last time, and I told you this.
Yeah, because
you know what? Motherfucking aliens are real, bro. Did you find out? Did you know that they found a planet that has water and it has evaporated water around the world, around that planet? So there's life form on there, and they have been hearing the same rhythm over and over from that thing, and they think maybe it's somebody over there, trying to contact somebody in the outside world. Well, we happen to find aliens.
I heard there was one habitable planet. One habitable planet that they called like the eyeball planet or something.
I thought it was like the exo.
No, it's like the eyeball because it's like a, it looks like an eye, and in the middle is like a blue storm. But that little blue storm is as big as Earth, and it's like a percentage of water that they actually think is livable. But everywhere else around that planet, it's all iced.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but in that little water circle part, it's like they said 67 degrees Fahrenheit, somewhere around there.
Like that all year, or what?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta stay in that one spot to really live.
But that one spot,
is the size of the Earth.
That one spot size is Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
can you imagine how much gravity that what Earth would have? I think we would feel heavier, wouldn't we? Ain't it that's just how it goes. The smaller the planet, the less gravity. The bigger the planet, the more gravity.
No, because I really think like
it's the sweeter the berry, the darker. the darker the berry, the sweeter juice.
The darker the juice. What the hell?
That's what I mean.
You know, it'd be a cool thing to experience, but like in a virtual, you know, going to another planet and see how your body reacts. But like to see it virtually, you know what I'm saying? AI, whatever. Probably look it up. Like, what would happen if a human transported, you know, to Mars right now? What would happen?
Is Mars bigger than Earth or smaller?
I think it's smaller.
All right. See, that's what I'm saying. I am right about that because so like that movie John Carter, whenever he gets transported to Mars, he's stronger. He can jump harder. He's stronger because his muscle mass is bigger. So the bigger the planet, the more gravity. So if we go to that planet, that gravity could possibly not crush us, but we could just feel like super heavy.
It'll just make you short and fat.
It'll compress our spines together more.
Short and fat.
Well, you see, was it Saturn has different layers of different gases and solids?
Ain't it all? Well, no, Jupiter's all gases, ain't it? Or is it Saturn?
Like it's different, you know, levels. So I mean, then at that point, I don't know if the gravity. I think the gravity is stronger there.
Yeah.
And I think, but that planet's bigger, so that defeats the concept.
Not Saturn, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Is this all edited out?
This can stay in there.
No, this can stay in.
This is randomly in and out. We're in and out.
So I have a question. I hate to bring this up, but I'm gonna bring it up. Because I want to know this question. You believe the Earth is round. It's flat to you, right? Since you think it's flat, are other planets flat or are they round?
Are they flat or round?
Because you think Earth is flat. And I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just saying.
I don't believe in science.
So
I don't believe in science.
Do you think if there are planets, I mean, there are planets, but, you know,
I don't know there's planets.
We'll see. Okay, thank you. In my head, I said it. I'm high. I need to listen. Boop, 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 boop. Can I edit that motherfucker out?
No, I want to know what you're about to say.
Okay, but I don't want to sound like I messed up right there.
What?
Because what I want to know is, like, you think we're in a dome.
Mm-hmm.
So are there other planets around? Or do you think they're just making them up and we're just seeing things like, you know, lights that they have set up or...
We could be seeing whatever they want us to see.
I'm going to keep all my negative comments to myself.
Well, I mean, I don't care. It's flat, round, whatever. Yeah. I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But would you think if you believe in flat... If flat earthers, or whatever you call them, flatlander, would you think they would think that same thing about the planets, they're flat, or would you think they're round? I just wanted to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too, is like they're... Every time I hear something about a flat earther saying something about the flat earth, they never say anything about the other planets out there. They believe that there's other planets out there, but none of those are flat. They're all round.
Yeah, I wanted to know that. I wanted to...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they just talk about this place in general because we're staying on it. You know what I mean? Which, I mean, here's my deal is like they've already took in like hardcore straight believe flat earth believers to the places that they say, like in Antarctica, they've taken them over there to prove them wrong, and they proved them wrong, and the people that are flat earthers are not flat earthers no more. And they, and there's only, there was one of them that was pissed off that didn't say anything on the YouTube channel, but the rest of them were all like, man, I was wrong. They all come out and say it, but nobody says that. Nobody's bringing that up. They're just, they prove them wrong, bro. You know what I mean? So
it's not proof.
It's not. It's a conspiracy.
It's the government's playing a video whenever they go out there. That makes it.
The YouTubers are out there, bro. The people that are saying that they're flat earth is flat earth. They're out there.
And they know they're out there.
Personally, so they pay. Obviously, dude, they do it. If you're a straight flat earther, bro, and then a round earther guy's like, hey, I'm going to pay for you to fly down here. You're going to stay down here for around this time for I don't know how long so I can prove you wrong. It's a free trip. You're going to go, right?
Because it's a free trip,
but it's not planned. They're just taking you to the place that they say there's no way that this is happening. You know what I mean? There's no way that the earth is round, and then they prove you wrong, and then you're like, and then they put you on camera, and then the guy's like, man, I don't know. Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. And that's plain and simple.
I just know that we just have...
I mean, we're all here. We're all here.
I don't care. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I find it fascinating on both sides to say it is or it isn't, because... At the same time, too, it makes you think whenever a rocket goes up, it don't go straight up.
Yeah.
It goes and it curves. So, I mean, you know, then again, and then have you seen where this guy, he was at the lake and he did something with the water and it looked, they compared it and it looked like when, you know, the rocket leaves the atmosphere, it looks like water ripples.
Talking about when they're going so fast or
no, when they pass the actual atmosphere that we have, it leaves trails like the water does, and then it even swirls, you know.
Oh, that was crazy. On Reddick,
huh?
On Reddick, whenever he left the planet, and then that little that guy with the goggles, he was looking at the sky, and he looked and he saw the little tracks.
Yeah, it was something like that when you go like to the water.
But ain't that like just the smoke coming from the jet fuel?
No, it's when you break through the barrier, it usually happens. So, man, I gotta find that video and I'll show y'all.
Why do I suck at fishing? I mean, it looks so simple.
What bait you using? What lake you at?
I don't know.
You go to Buffalo Lake? Or do you go to stay in town like Buddy Holly Lake or Maxie Park?
It hasn't been in a while.
I haven't been in a while.
Well, you said it like you just went yesterday.
He's watching this stupid thing on TV.
He's watching this thing.
You know what? I didn't even know y'all had the TV on. I forgot y'all had the TV on.
About fishing. Because you were watching something.
Well, because I was curious. I'm like, why I never catch fish? Like, it's so... Like, that one time I went over here down the street... And there was a literal fish in front of me, and I was all like bobbing the bait in front of him. And he was all.
You dumbass.
He just looked at it, and he sucked it in and spit it out. And I was all. Fish. So I threw rocks at him. Hoping to catch him that way.
Man, did you hear about that? Underwater volcano that they found all the eggs at.
Found eggs?
They found big 20-inch eggs. 2.6 million of them.
What?
Yeah. And that they're all big.
I ain't seen that.
No, yeah.
I mean, I heard about the actual underwater volcano. But the person that was saying... She studies, I don't know what they call the person that studies the volcano. That she,
I was that guy.
She was saying that it's not, like, if that thing erupts, it will never, like, cause a major tsunami or nothing like that.
No.
So that's what she said.
Well, this one they found by the, right next, all around the underwater volcano that's been inactive. It's been dead.
It's inactive.
Or inactive, but it's dead. But they're golden eggs, like, they're golden. But, and there was one already hatched. They don't know what was in it. But, I mean, to me, I would think, well, why don't they just take the egg and, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they already have and they're just not releasing what it is. Mm. But then again, if there's 2.6 billion of them that they say there is, or a million, whatever, you'd think a lot of scuba divers would want to go over there.
You think they're just trying to promote the Jurassic World movie that's coming up?
No. Oh,
they've done that before, right? Yeah.
Because they weren't talking.
They did like that. There's a show that's coming out. Oh, it's what is it? Black Mirrors or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And there's like this thing that they put on their eye, the side of their head, and they touch it, and then like they just their eyes go gray and they just stare off into space, and it's supposed to be like a VR type thing, and they're making it seem like it was real, like you could really buy it. But then if you look it up, they're just promoting a movie or a show that's coming out.
No, because when they were talking about it, everybody was talking about the Bible. That is the Lazarus or Liz something.
What is it? The something river?
No, it's like an underwater dragon type, but it's supposed to be like, I don't know, part of Doomsday probably, or
damn. Well, I know that in the Bible that there's a river somewhere. I forgot where it's at. I don't know what it's called, but I know the basis of the story. But they say that once that river dries up, there is a cave that is locked away the three, the fallen angels, which are demons, they're demons now or whatever. And once that river dries up, they'll be able to break free and cause hell on earth.
I never heard of an underwater dragon.
Yeah, I never heard of one underwater dragon.
It's called
either.
Like a, man, it's a Greek word.
I know there is like a demon dragon that's supposed to come, but it's supposed to appear in the sky.
For real, I didn't know that one. Mm-hmm. You talking about Dragon Ball Z?
That's stupid.
Basically.
You find all the balls, man.
That's crazy.
But you only see that if you're not taken up on the rapture.
The rapture. Yeah, but that's afterwards, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Like, so God's supposed to come the first time, and the trumpets will horn, and then everybody that is saved and is right with God will disappear. Like, they're just going to be just clothes and stuff laying on the ground.
Man,
and people are just disappeared. Anybody that, like, kids that are, like, that are innocent, that don't know, they're all going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like, people from, like, you know, 13. Well, I don't know if there's a specific age limit on it. What I've learned is, like, if they know about it, if they're not naive of it, then they don't go.
It's got to be before puberty.
Something like, no, it's got to be before, like, they know about it. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, if a kid doesn't know, a little kid doesn't know about it,
uh-huh.
and doesn't know, is naive of it, is pure, like, you know, it's just he's a pure spirit. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to go. But if you reach a certain age and you do know about it, and you don't do anything about it, then you don't go. You know?
I would think it'd be the puberty. If you haven't had your puberty, you're still pure, you're still young.
Something like that.
But
I'm pretty
sure.
If you
already hit puberty, like you're officially an adult.
Yeah.
Like that's what you know.
And see, so once that happens, once that happens, then that's when the Antichrist comes in, and he's gonna be like everybody's. Well, he's gonna be in there before it. Everybody's going to love this person. Everybody's going to worship him. Not worship him, but, you know, he's going to be like somebody. I think he's like supposed to be somebody from the Middle East or something like that. And like I said, everybody's going to love him. Everybody's going to love him. He's going to deceive a lot of people. And that's going to be the Antichrist. And once that trumpet's gone, goes, and everybody's whatever, you know what I mean? You do still have a chance. You just still have a chance. But what's supposed to happen is that, like, the Antichrist is going to make it to where everybody has to have the chip in their hand, the mark of the devil, which is called the mark of the beast. So what it's supposed to be, what it is a chip to where, like, if you go to a grocery store, you got to scan your hand. You don't have a card no more, you scan your hand. They don't use cash no more, you scan your hand, and you're able to buy groceries. And if you don't do that, then you're not allowed to buy groceries. You're not allowed anywhere. And if you don't get the mark, they, you know, push it upon you, and if you don't do it, then they execute you. And that's how it's supposed to go. I'm not getting that regardless.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie, I spaced out watching this video, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to go to the rapture, because I gave it a lot of thought. How does somebody survive the end of days? After the rapture, how does it? I mean, because I've seen a lot of Christian movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them where they kind of lay this out. And then there's actual a priest that in one of these movies he prays to get left behind, so he can save as many people as he can,
mm-hmm.
to try. And it's crazy because it's like, how do you avoid the mark of the beast if that's the way you have to get groceries and live and stuff like that? I mean, I understand, hopefully we're knowledgeable by that time and we can farm our own food and survive on our own, but you know, if it happened tomorrow, I swear to God, I wouldn't know what to do. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been living with YouTube TV.
But anyways, I
go to a store. I mean, I don't have nothing in my backyard growing that's, you know, edible. I mean, I can eat some grass, I guess, but the thing is that not a lot of people would survive without doing what
going
they have to
stores
do.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do in something like that? Like,
so, I don't know. I mean, and like you said, you know, it's all based on movies, but like in the movies, what do? They all go to, like, they all go into hiding because, you know, they're getting hunted down. You know, people are killing people on the streets. You know, they all go into hiding. They all go and they try to go live off the land, or, you know, like, they do what they can. They meet up with other people that are just trying to survive, and they know what it is. They know what it is, and they're praying and for forgiveness, and they're just trying to make it, you know what I mean?
And how do you lie about the rapture? How does the rapture happen? And somehow the devil is so good at his job that he's able to convince everybody that it was like a worldwide epidemic that kind of happened where everybody disappeared.
Because it's not about the devil being so good at manipulating. It's about people not believing. People that don't believe are not gonna fucking believe. People who believe in flat earth are going to believe in flat earth.
There's no, all the flat earthers, you know, are going to go straight to heaven.
But see, that's the deal. That's the deal. It's like,
if they see it
and believe it, then, you know, you could probably change your mind. But if it's just something that they do not believe in, then they will not, you know what I mean? They're not going to believe. They're going to go with whoever. Oh, it's science. You know, it's, what happened was the sun came down and burnt all these people to crisp, and there's no mark. You can't even see them no more. You know, like, it's just, it's going to be something that they're going to believe in besides that. It's denial.
I don't think so. There's too many people that will be missing for the government to try to cover up. There's no way to cover anything like that up. It's going to be like, it's a sign.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to cover it up, according to all the movies.
Yeah.
You believe what you want to believe.
I wonder what is it that they said in the movies that made people believe. I don't think they ever.
There's movies out there.
I know there's movies, but I don't remember them, like, the explanation.
What do you mean? Can you give an example?
Whenever the rapture comes or whatever, and people disappearing. I don't, like, there's movies called like Left Behind 1, Left Behind 2, whatever. They talk about, you know, what happened, the government, the Antichrist, or whatever, explains to them what happened, but I don't know what the explanation was, you know, for them to believe, like, oh, no, just get the mark and you'll be all right, you know what I mean? We'll survive, we can come together, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what he's going to lie about.
Yeah.
If you get the mark, you live.
Yep.
Okay, you live on earth in hell, really.
And people are going to be so scared and afraid, and they'll do it, you know what I mean?
Do you have anybody in mind?
To be the Antichrist?
Jesus?
To be the Antichrist.
Oh.
How messed up would that be?
For a while, I thought it was Kevin Hart.
Look, let me ask you, man. I, you know, short.
No, because everybody liked him for a while. Sure. Like he's just blowing up real quick. I was like, that's the Antichrist shit right there.
I'm like, I'm thinking of his voice of like, and I wasn't the Antichrist, but like.
But for real, like, I have a question, and it might sound messed up, but I want to know, because, you know, any question, you know, like, for real, what if Jesus was the Antichrist? Everybody looks up to Jesus, praying to Jesus.
I remember you saying that. I remember you saying that one time.
Like, for real, what, you know, what happens if he rises and he's not who people think, or he was thought out to be?
Dude, Jesus is supposed to be like this, this badass guy that rides up with the tattoo on his leg on a white horse at the end of days, ready to fight the demons.
And see, here's something that I've always, this may sound strange.
He has a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay. You see how he's praising him. That's exactly why he'd be a good candidate for Antichrist. And I know it sounds messed up. People don't.
But I mean, so here's my argument. Here's my argument on that. Please. So you know, if you are praising Jesus, and Jesus is saying, "F that guy over there," you know, don't love your neighbor, steal all you want, thou shalt kill. You know what I mean? Like evil stuff. Then I would. You know, if we're brought up to hate, kill, steal, and cheat, and we were brought up that way from, you know, God in the Bible, God saying that, then I would believe that, because I'm like, man, that's not right. You know what I mean? That ain't what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to steal. We're not supposed to kill. We're supposed to love thy neighbor. We're supposed to love him. You know, we're supposed to be, ask, you know, forgive and ask for forgiveness. You know what I mean? That those are all good traits. You know what I mean? So that's my argument against that. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, everything that we're taught is good. It's not bad. We're taught not to steal, kill, and rape, and all this other shit. You know what I mean? So, that's my argument against that.
Can I have a counter-argument on that one?
What's that?
The devil is a liar. He wants to tell you all these good things so you can start believing in them. Hold on. And then everybody starts believing in them, and it causes him to finally rise, and then he switches.
But see, I feel like that's like an alien type deal. Like,
and maybe that's what it is, bro. I mean, just think about it. Well, no, yeah, let's think about it. Because, I mean, in the Bible, is there aliens? Like, no. Right now, is there aliens now? Like, they confirm that there's aliens.
Well, yeah, they say it, yeah.
But there's not in the Bible. It doesn't ever say anything.
Yeah, but
that.
The Bible also says that Earth is flat, too. But the, that dude.
That was a quick but as soon as he said
that. I know, but it is a quick but. Because there's that guy that went against, like, he was on a debate with that one black dude that he don't believe in. You know what I'm talking about? He's a white guy, and he's, like, he's real, like, into, like, Bible and all sorts of stuff.
Is
like, he's
a
real Christian.
Where he's, like, on a bunch of TikTok videos where he's in the middle of the campus?
No, not that one. So he was on a podcast. This black dude, he's, like, I don't know if he's an atheist, but he, like, talks about, like, stuff that he tries to debunk the Bible and debunk stuff, and he says he knows these things. And then so this white dude came in on that podcast and like basically just blew him out the water, and they got to the point where that black guy was so upset that he like didn't want the other guy to release the podcast because he knew he got proven wrong. You know what I mean?
Wow. And
yeah. So but that one, that white guy that he knows about, you know, all this stuff in the Bible, he talks about that too. He talks about, you know, why it says it's a flat earth. And I forgot the explanation, but I'm going to look it up after this podcast.
Well, so I'm going to make it clear. I'm not saying Jesus is going to cry. I'm just saying what if.
Like, you know, possibility stuff. If, yeah.
So, I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I guess that's part of the, you know, the whole faith thing too. You know, you gotta have faith and stuff.
The reason why I said is because you think, and you start wondering, like, how can everybody
like this one person. Like, nobody likes.
Well, not everybody likes one person. But not everybody does, though. Like, there's a lot of people, non-believers. There's a shitload of people that don't believe. There's a lot of people that are studying Scientology. Uh-huh. Dude, that's a whole ass cult right there, bro.
Well, no, I'm not even saying that. Yeah. I'm saying about just liking a person. Everybody looks up to this person. It don't even matter if you believe in Jesus or don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
It says that everybody's going to like him. And mm-hmm. So who can be out here that everybody likes? And that, you know, I heard somebody say a theory of Mr. Beast.
I heard about that too.
I heard Mr. Beast could be, and you know, and then you see like, yeah, this dude has a lot of money. How did he get all this money?
Yeah.
How did he get all this money? Was it invested into him, or mm-hmm. you know, or was it what is it called? Inherited or?
Yeah.
Like, how did he get all this money?
It all YouTube? I don't know.
I've never heard of him until he was, I guess, that big.
Yeah. But then again, like, we're not, like, into, like, the social media shit like that, too. You know
true.
What I mean?
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. But like I said, I was going to say this, too. Like, I think there's a town somewhere, and they have a devil statue in the, like, that they made. Like, it's supposed to be Lucifer, and they actually worship the devil in that town, bro.
What?
Yeah. And like people say that they go over there and they just feel sick. Like they just feel sick.
Cause you're present over there.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, right?
You got any ideas of anybody that can be a good candidate to be a Antichrist?
To be honest, I live blindly to that. I mean, when I wake up, I thank God and give worship and praise, and I give no thought to any kind of negativity or
try not to feed up on it.
I don't praise or worship, like, you know, the phone or videos or Mr. Beast. I mean, I watch movies from time to time, I read books, but I mean, I really don't pay no mind to anything like that. I'm just all about going to church and trying to live right. Lord knows I'm not living right. I do stuff that I shouldn't, but I don't pay no mind to any of that.
I tell you what, he's praise and worshiping now. His new bike. He bought a bike today.
Oh, I know. I seen him riding the trails and then.
That
was his other bike.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He bought a new bike today.
He almost, I wouldn't say praise and worship. I was just excited.
He was like, I gotta go ride my bike for the podcast.
I made a new friend too. His name is, I don't know if I can say his name. It's not because I know
alias Bob. Name's Bob.
But he's a car salesman, so I mean, I don't think he would mind if his name was out there.
Oh, okay.
So, his name is Sean.
Shout out, Sean.
He works at Classic Motors.
Classic? Oh yeah, that's on Frankfurt.
Badass.
Where they got all the old schools. They got all the old schools. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out Classic Cars. Give me a Chevelle.
I think they have some there. But he was a real cool guy. Really, really cool guy. He hooked me up with some pictures and a bike and everything. And we just, he was real cool. So I was like, heck yeah. Well, if I ever have enough money to buy, you know, a Corvette or a classic car, I'll go your way. They're trying to sell me everything. Even his wife was like, you want a Tahoe or a Mustang?
God damn, they're trying to sell some cars too.
Yeah, they're like,
wow, 50
bucks.
Fishing.
50 bucks. Mm. Nah.
I was like, you pay 50 every month. She was all like, 100. I was like, all right, you're breaking the bank.
You're ringing the bank. Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Shit, that'd be better as 100 months. But don't they give you only a 30 month?
I don't know. It depends how much the car is. But yeah, no, he was a real cool dude. Hooked me up with all these pictures, like especially a big one. And then he was gonna hook me up with some Beanie Babies, but he backed out. Which I doubt he watches his podcast, but Sean, not cool. I'm really excited for those Beanie Babies. Adrian was all like, I have never heard a man say.
I know. I heard a straight man say that they wanted to buy some Beanie Babies.
But I mean, it's because of the what's behind the Beanie Babies. Like I get to spend time with Avery. So we get to research.
Like, what's behind the Beanie Baby? Some fur or what? I don't know. I don't even know what the Beanie Baby is.
No.
My mom used to collect them. They're like little stuffed animals, little stuffed monitos.
Yeah, people.
My mom used to collect them.
For real?
That's why he didn't really want to like sell them to me because people actually collect them.
She used to have a page thing that she said.
Yeah, and people like pay like money.
Did you keep inventory?
No, they give you a big ass poster and it said what they were.
I told them I was like, if we do go through this and we research it, if there's something that's like $10,000, $15,000, for sure. I feel wrong to pay this much for this Beanie Babies and then we find like 15.
Like, hey man, I'll give you $500, bro. Here you go.
I don't know, because if they got it, they just want to get rid of it. They don't know what it's worth. Then,
but he does. I mean, that's why
me and you, we the same way.
Maybe you can show some love a little later. Throw a little bit more to
him, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, here you go, here's a bag, you know, give me a little bit, you know? Hell nah. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, man,
I saw this
Beanie Baby, bro. Here you go. I got, a couple $100 for you, dog. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. Are you the type to say, you gonna sell it to me for how much? Nah, bro, you can get more out of that. Or you the type you gonna sell that much?
Bet.
Where's you?
Would you take this much for it?
Poof. Yes, my clothes are here.
It's all me and Adrian.
The rapture comes and my clothes are just here.
It's all me and Adrian.
We're looking for another E.
We're gonna keep it going.
It can't be another Eric, though. Yeah. It's going to have to be some Edgar. Ethan!
I got to wait for my son to get older. Not my kids.
Now they would have been pooped.
Yeah, that would have been pooped on. Oh, man, just to even think about that.
That's sad, but it's happy at the same time. To live in a world without your kids, but knowing that they got raptured.
So I know that they say, too, to go back on that, they said that, that God and the angels will be fighting a war in heaven against heaven and hell. I don't know. That's what I was saying, against heaven and hell. So I was saying me personally, I feel like I would be part of that army, to fight against hell.
Okay.
I think I would be that.
Then what if God takes everybody in the rapture as the kids and all that and the women and leave the guys, and the guys have the wrong idea? Like, what if God's like, no, you're my soldiers and y'all gonna go fight?
Like I said,
I say that scripture all the time, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that scripture is like, God calls upon who shall I send? And you call out, here am I, send me. I mean, it's a scripture. I got it on the wall right there, but
behind the TV.
Here I am. Send Eric.
Here am I.
No, just kidding. All right, yeah, I go.
I say that too. I say that too. Me too. That's how.
Even the hard times that nobody knows the story behind everything with me, but I mean, with my hard times, I mean, it gets you through a lot. I mean, you just gotta have faith. Just keep going.
I legitimately feel like I would be like a soldier in the army. Mm. I tell my mom that all the time. I told my mom that a long time ago. That's how I've always felt.
That's what I think. Like, as far as all these trials and tribulations we're going through, I just feel like it's just building us to be that soldier in his army. And I'm ready. I mean, I know there's still like a lot of stuff that I'm gonna go through, a lot of hard times, but I mean, I just feel like I'm going to get through it just like everything else with faith, and everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
He's just trying to build me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the full armor of God scripture over there.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get that tattoo on me, too.
What is that? Hold on. Go ahead.
Like, you see, like, I got, you know, a lot of, you know, angels, and I got my rosary and all this other stuff. I wanted to get that, the armor of God tattoo on me, like the shield, the sword, the
yeah, I wanted to do
helmet,
that.
The, yeah.
The sword of truth, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, sword of truth, yeah.
Yeah, the shield of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did see this one on TikTok, the Icarus tattoo.
Which one's that one?
Icarus.
Nah.
An angel that flew, like, too close to the sun with wings.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to earth and died or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to, like, symbolize, like, chasing your dreams and going for that freedom and, like, just pursuit of happiness type stuff. The tattoo of Icarus, the angel with the wax wings that flew as high as he could, got too close to the sun, melted his wings, and fell back.
So does that mean you're striving through your goal, and then if you fail, that's it, because he melted?
Yeah, basically, like, you just... I'm going to go and push as hard as I can, go as high as I can until either I die
until
or succeed.
Until someone says I stop. Until
yeah.
somebody says I stop, yeah.
Until I die or succeed in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, you push as hard as you can.
They need a wax maker.
A wax
so
maker?
So that way if they melt the wings.
A wax mirror?
Maker.
Maker.
Oh,
so that way, you know.
I was like, what?
Relaxing wings. You
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he died on impact.
Speaking of impact, which, I mean, it didn't have impact, but did y'all see that the Lubbock camera caught the meteor coming into Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't see that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was on KCBD, the Facebook.
Oh,
yeah. You know, they have that little weather camera or whatever. It caught a meteor coming in. You can see it.
Pretty
and
big.
You can see it burn up in the atmosphere.
And it was gone.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
How big does that meteor have to be that it actually impacts Earth?
It has to be pretty big, bro.
To actually
hit. Because, you know, we have a lot of meteors that come into Earth that never hit the ground because they just burn up.
So would it have to start off as big as a... Let's say that as big as Lubbock High School, and then when it enters the atmosphere, how much of it burns that when it finally lands?
That's a good question. That's something we got to look up.
You know what I mean? From if it enters as Lubbock High School,
let's look it up.
And then it lands as big as a car. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Like how much of it burns?
That is burn.
Let's look it up.
I have another thing I heard about that. Somebody said that Nelly was at Diddy's party and it was hot in there and everything, and that
his clothes.
Yeah. And that's where he got the song from. That's what I heard.
It's stupid.
I don't know what it
that's
is.
So stupid.
But there, no, it was an actual rapper.
No,
I don't know if it was
bro.
Like. I
think that nigga
like
just hating big time, bro. That's
no, like
crazy.
I think it was somebody big like Busta Rhymes or somebody. I don't know. They were like, yeah, that the Diddy, I mean the Nelly came up with that song over there.
All right. How big does a meteor have to be to impact Earth? So small meteors less than 25 meters. These typically burn up in the atmosphere and do not reach the ground.
What's 25 meters?
That's another good question. I don't know.
How many meters in a foot?
Meteors between 25 meter and 1 kilometer. These can cause localized damage if they reach the surface.
How much is a kilometer in a meter?
That's 3 feet to 1 meter. 3.3.
3 feet to 1 meter. So 3 foot. Damn, so that pretty... So 25 meters...
It's
so 25 foot. Times 3. 20, 75 meters. 75 meters. That's about the size of a hotel.
75 feet.
75 feet, yeah.
Is size of a hotel?
It's about long as a hotel.
And that's impacting or is that...
But that doesn't even... That doesn't hit the earth.
So the size of a
but
hotel...
But anything more than that... Can hit the earth.
That's crazy.
But you know if you're thinking about like the length of a hotel, you're just thinking about the length. So imagine the not the height. Oops, not the height. So if you lay 75 feet on the ground, but then grab that and connect them, make a circle. It's still kind of big, but not as big as you think it is. You know what I mean?
75 feet. 75 feet is what, like from here to. Way the fuck over there,
like. Yeah, cause so like that whole. so that hotel that we did, and the one right there on Marshall Sharp. That the length of that one, I want to say it was 68 feet or something like that. No, I'm lying.
He was waiting to punch that guy in the face.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there. Yeah. All right, guys. So before to get off the subject, I got a couple questions I want to ask y'all, and y'all are both gonna answer them individually, but I want y'all to type it in on y'all's phone, each answer. Alright? And then we're gonna go back from the end.
My phone's gonna die.
We're gonna go back to the end and y'all gonna tell me what y'all's answer was.
My phone's gonna die by the time that happens.
You got like a pen and paper somewhere?
You got just an extension cord with an iPhone?
Sure. No, I have a lightning charger.
Yeah, I'm at 1%.
Oh, shit. Why is your phone always dying?
Because, man, it's old.
So, they're all random. They're all random. I just want to know, because this is just going to kind of like put me in y'all's, and you know what, well, I'm going to answer them too. I'll type in my own, little, how much money it'll take for me to do it.
Why didn't you do that?
So, I just want to know, well, because I wanted to do it with y'all. So, I'm going to ask y'all how much money would it take, and then I'm going to ask the question, and then you're going to just write down on there what the money amount is, you know what I mean? And I just want to see, like, what the answers are, like, how much money would it take, you know what I mean? All right, so the first one is, how much money would it take for you to snort some Tabasco? Okay, how much money would it take for y'all to shoot up meth? Didn't he answer that shit quick?
No, I'm writing the question.
Oh, you're writing the question. Oh, okay.
Yeah, writing the
so he doesn't forget which so question. Forget. Yeah, he doesn't forget
but
what the question
was.
You
got the questions, right?
Yeah, but...
I'm just putting 1 and 2 and 3.
Like. Okay. All right.
Question 2.
Yeah, so question two is how much money would it take for you to shoot up meth? I got that down. All right. Next one is, how much money would it take for you to smoke crack? Okay. How much money would it take for you to sleep with the ugliest girl ever? Just sleep with the girl.
Would you have to take medication for it?
Like, I didn't say she was diseased. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be diseased.
No, I'm saying like to get it up. Like, I don't think I'd be able to get it up if it was that ugly.
Well, I mean, like, if you had like closed, like put a blindfold on and not like look the whole time and just let.
Ugh.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to set the mood for you, man. I don't know.
Is there candles in this? Does it smell good? Is the environment right? Like, shoot, I don't know. Okay, let's go.
Oh, man.
Is that the next one ready? You ready for the next one? Alright. How much money would it take for you to shoot your dog or cat? If you have a dog or a cat. That's a hard one. That's a real hard one.
Like healthy dog and cat, just
your love dog and cat.
Because if they're sick, I'd shoot them.
Well, I mean, yeah. Or if they're already dying, I mean, I've done it already.
We're just talking about like randomly.
I'm just saying, like somebody offered you an amount of money. How much money would it take for you to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're waiting for me? Okay.
He's all texting people.
Hey, what's up, dog? If you need me, hit me up on this phone.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
All right.
That's why you don't do
There's two more, all right? How much money would it take for you to go to Iraq? Like, just by yourself right now, just to go.
To be in the war? Or
just nah, just go. War. No war, just go. Tyrek.
No. That didn't even sound like a real question, honestly. Like, are we sightseeing?
Well, I mean, well, think about it. Like, well, dude, people don't go to Iraq right now. Like, nobody goes to Iraq. Right? Iraq is ran by terrorists. If you just go there and there's a possibility you might not come back, how much money would it take you to go there if you made it back to receive that money?
Same amount to go to Mexico. I mean, it's pretty bad in Mexico right now.
Yeah, so, I mean... Yeah. There's the bait. There's the question.
Is it like, are we sightseeing? Is there stuff to see down there? Are we just going because we have to?
Do you gotta like make things very complicated? I just asked a simple question. How much money would it take for you to go over there?
I would go. Okay, I'm putting free.
You'd go over there for free?
Like, I don't know the circumstances.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know your answer. We're supposed to put all the answers together. Afterwards. They're random questions that I had in my head. I did not get this off of the internet. So the last question. How much money would it take if you had one of the last animals on Earth, like an animal that was about to go to extinction? And they came to you and they said for you to kill that animal. How much would you save the animal, or how much money would you kill? Would you take it out for?
Okay.
You know, Nicole, I thought you were gonna ask some gay stuff at the end.
Because like, I mean, I could have said some shit like that, but then I was like, nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I'm not gonna. Then no amount of money is gonna make me do it. And see, that's the basis of this is because I want you can't say nah, I ain't gonna take no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to put some amount of money. You know what I mean? And I knew if I would have put some gay shit there, I'd be like, nah, fuck that, I ain't gay. You know what I mean?
All right. Shit, I got my ass up good.
All right. So the first question to snort some Tabasco. What was how much money would it take you to do it?
Me first?
Yeah.
$5,000 a snort.
$5,000?
$5,000 a snort.
Okay.
I said $1,000.
Okay, so I don't feel that bad no more.
Oh, really?
I'll put $15.
$1,500. What?
Oh, yeah. It was like real expensive.
Yeah, you ain't gonna make me do something stupid I don't wanna do without paying me.
Didn't you put Vaseline on your nuts though?
I should've got paid for it.
I was icy hot. It was icy hot.
Oh, yeah. It was icy hot.
Okay.
That baby oil.
All right. So here's the next one. How much did you do for shoot up meth?
Eric?
I said in the millions.
What was it?
I just said in the millions.
Well, you didn't need to put a specific answer. It has to be specific.
Well, I guess if it reached the millions, I'd be like,
okay. Oh, okay, what did you?
I put $40,000 a hit. You don't pay me. I'll make this shit realistic. You know what I'm saying?
I put $1,000,000.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? I put in $1,000,000. If you reach that, like, maybe, like. Because I'm still, like, skeptical. He's all like, I probably do it.
$40,000.
Hey, I'm just saying for $40,000, you know what I mean? Think about it.
I didn't think about it, like.
Because they're going to be like, oh, then we ain't going to give you no $1,000,000. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it, but shit, I'm trying to get paid. Go ahead and bring that
$40,000.
Okay. How many times am I going to have to shoot up?
Okay. All right. So what about smoke crack?
I did the same.
You said the million?
I was like in the millions. Like,
what about you?
40K.
All right, now I feel bad because I'll put 10,000.
Not meth.
You rather do crack than meth?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm more scared of meth than crack. I mean, I could hit. I'm pretty sure that I could take a hit of crack and it'd be cool. You know what I mean? And never do it again.
But, yeah, no, that fentanyl in there now.
I know, but meth too. Like people like overdose and shit. Like I don't know.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah.
No, we're talking about like a controlled scenario where yeah. you get meth and you're fine, but it's just you get meth in your system. So just like crack, you do crack, it's fine. But
all right, so I feel real bad about that one. Am I the problem?
Do it as long as you supply it. Just supply it. I'll try it.
Alright, next one. Sleep with the ugliest girl ever.
What you got?
1,500.
What you got? 40K. 40K. Around.
I said, well, it depends on circumstances, I guess. If I was, like, on edge, I'd probably be pretty cheap.
You need to put a freaking answer, bro.
I put cheap.
40K. From 40K on around.
I just said I'm cheap on that one. That's stupid. That's all I wrote on the answer is I'm cheap.
God dang. All right. Next one. To shoot your dog or cat.
$200 and we got three of them hoes. Yeah. We got two cats, $200 a piece. I ain't even tripping. I ain't even want them.
We're talking about an animal you love, though. That's like
they are our animals. We feed them. They live there with us. They're ours.
Okay. $200. Okay.
$200. Whoever wants to pay me the $200, I'll go right now.
I said just a couple
kidding.
Grand.
Just kidding.
Maybe like 2,000 to 3,000.
I put a million.
Damn, you that attached?
I couldn't just kill my own dog, bro, like for no reason.
No.
Yeah, like I'll give you $10,000.
If your dog bit your dog. Kid.
Oh, I'd do that for free.
Yeah.
40K. 40K. I'll shoot up right now.
Let's go.
40K.
I'll shoot up and kill the dog.
5K, I'll snort the Tabasco sauce.
I'll snort that together.
While I'm shooting the dogs, that's another 200. I mean, the cat.
40K.
That's $200.
I did this whole list, bro.
That's 40K.
That's negotiable.
To go to Iraq.
I said free because I don't understand circumstances. I was like, you're retarded. I'd go travel as long as I was safe.
You're
like,
retarded. What's yours?
40. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I don't know my phone. The phone. I can't get in. I don't know the password.
It's the same as all of the passwords. Look, you just swipe it.
Where is it?
It's the password.
Oh, I did say 40K. 40K. 40K.
You know what Xavier set prices? I put 20 mil. You ain't getting me to go over there, bro. Hell no. Nah. Wow. They behead motherfuckers over there, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you get a shoot? Oh wait, no, well, wait, no, you did say
that. Yeah, I said nothing about war.
It's circumstantial.
You
like,
go over there, you don't speak Iraqian or whatever they call it. You know what I mean? You speak English. You say one word, you're
dead. But
that's
dead. The same scenario as doing the crack and the meth. Like it's a controlled substance that you would actually.
But there is
know
no
you're
control
not
in Iraq, though. We had
so
no control.
You're just gonna Drop us in the
yes,
middle of
yeah,
Iraq.
Drop
homeless
in the middle
man.
Of Iraq, yeah. And fight, you gotta meet over here to get out.
Is that like Behind Enemy Lines movie?
Last Lone Survivor. That type of shit.
40K.
40K. He said 40K. Okay, and what about the rare extinct animal?
Oh, yeah.
They
I would
say to take it out.
I wouldn't have like any like, you know, sentimental toward that, but I put that I'd definitely be living like Bill Gates after that. Like, I wouldn't have any
worries. Like,
yeah,
billions.
I was like,
billions.
I wouldn't have any worries after
yeah,
that. Like,
billions.
I had the last okay. animal. Yeah, I better. I'm saying generational wealth. Ain't none of my family going to struggle for
200.
Ever.
Just say 200.
40K. No, I'm just kidding. Man, 400 mil. I wouldn't think about that.
400 mil.
400 mil.
I put one mil.
Yeah, 400
mil. I said, shoot, this is the last time. You really want him dead? I mean, this, I better be living like a damn king.
Man, how much money
my family
so
better not be worried about
how much money I got to work.
5K, Tabasco, what's up? You want to see me smoke crack and meth? 40K each. 40K. I want
to say
10,000. 10,000? I wanted to try it.
I'll do the meth first, and I'll do the crack and gum up.
No, I'm going to do it first, and then you pay me afterwards.
He's all over.
Want me to do a sample trial now?
Hey man, just supply it.
Just supply it.
Keep the money.
I enjoyed it. Nah, yeah,
it's just 40K
all the way.
40K.
I think that kind of like shows our character. like 40K. What's our limits on cash? You know what I mean?
Man, you want your dog pop, $200.
Gotcha. In the way.
There's people that do it for free. Like, we had to put down one of our dogs, two of our dogs, and it was just because they were getting old. And he was like, I'll take them out. And he literally took them out to the field and let them enjoy their last times and took them out.
Him? Oh, 40K. $200. That's why I said $200. You gotta get some money out of it.
Okay, I got some common knowledge questions here.
Okay, do we gotta write down our answers?
No, this time I'll just say them out loud and I'll tell you what the answer is.
Okay. Yeah, common knowledge. Do you throw a closed bottle in the fire?
Here's the easy one. Which animal is known as the king of the jungle?
The lion?
I'm asking both of you at the same time. Alright, next one.
I started thinking wait, is a lion in the jungle?
It took a little bit longer than I expected.
How
about you ask the person?
Okay.
And then we'll wait for the answer.
Since he answered that one, I'm asking you this one. What is the national animal of India? It's common, it says on here. Public school.
Oh. Are you sure?
That's what it said.
These are some homeschool kids, man.
A lizard? I don't
know. Is it a monkey?
Lizard?
Is it a lizard?
Is it a monkey?
It's a flying carpet.
No, it's a tiger.
A tiger? Wait.
This is what it is. A tiger.
India?
Yeah, in India. Yeah.
It's not the flying carpet.
Which are the common pets found in India?
Cow. Goat.
It's more simple than that in India.
Cat?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah. Dogs and cats. Yeah.
Dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cow.
Which animal jumps from one tree to another?
Wait, well, who's the one with the cows?
Xavier.
Xavier.
Oh, cows?
He doesn't have a cow.
I asked you a question. I said, which animal jumps from one tree to another?
Where the fuck did I get a cow?
I didn't have to go to India.
Did you get a cow? What was the question?
Which animal jumps from one tree to another?
A flying monkey.
A monkey.
A flying squirrel?
Hinduism.
My kids?
Yeah, it's India. India has the cows that they're
Xavier.
A tiger is worshipped in India?
No. What is the... It said, what is the national animal of India?
Because I know cows are
I know, but those are worshipped, yeah. But it said...
That's always a mistake.
Yeah.
What? You didn't even say cow.
Yes, I did.
All right. He did say
cow. I was like,
no, that was.
I said cow.
That was the.
But then I was
the
like,
other one. The other one is which are the common pets found in India?
I said cow as well.
Yeah.
I said cow for everything because I know.
You said goats first.
Here's a question for you, Eric. A group of stars is called what?
Constellation.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Cow. cattle are considered sacred?
You said a group of stars, what?
A group of stars are called.
Right now, they're on trial for this shit. It's called the Diddy effect. All the motherfucking stars are right now with that Diddy shit.
Diddy shit.
Let me see. Let me find one for Xavier.
The cow goes, what?
A leap what? Year.
February.
Every 4 years. A leap year has how?
Has how?
That's what it says.
Has how?
What's the answer?
How many days?
Oh.
29 in a leap year. Isn't it? Or is it 30?
29? Days. Not a year, not a month, a leap year.
Every 4 years. Isn't it?
No, it says, all right, a leap year has how many days?
Isn't it 29 or 30?
A leap year.
A leap year.
That's how many days?
So oh, you're talking about like
three, the entire year.
Oh, 366.
Damn, hell yeah, bro. Shit, I didn't even know that.
No,
hell
no.
I'm counting on my fingers.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I'm sorry, I had a miss. I was talking about the actual month.
I know, I was like,
isn't
what?
It like 29 months?
Yeah, it's like it's one day shorter.
I think it's 29 months shorter. And it's 28 yeah. months if it's not leap year. But then you said, like, throughout the whole year.
Yeah,
oh,
throughout
okay.
the whole year, yeah. Well, like, the question itself was, like, not even worded right. It says, a leap year has how. That's all it says.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's so I had to like fill 29. In. I looked at the answer, so I had to like fill in the rest of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you. Fun fact, my daughter was supposed to be born on leap year.
Yeah, you were telling us that.
She was born the day after. Oh, man, I was upset. I missed opportunity.
Eric, what is the lowest, most layer of the atmosphere called?
Wait.
not the earth.
Oh,
the lowest most layer of the atmosphere.
The lowest
most layer of the atmosphere.
The lowest most layer of the atmosphere.
Yeah. So the lowest is before you get to the atmosphere is the lowest most layer of the atmosphere.
Is it not?
I don't know.
Is it not oxygen?
I don't know either.
It's. Troposphere.
Oh, what?
Troposphere.
Man, why are you doing all these weird questions?
I don't know. Hey, you're in college. He was in college
for electricity.
He was in college. Yeah, he had to take science and chemistry and all that other shit.
I went for electrical engineering.
Ooh, beauty school dropout.
Yeah, I did drop out.
Go back to college.
I dropped out twice. You good.
What are the reproductive organs of a flower called?
The
reproductive organs of a flower called.
Oh, man, that's easy. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Next question.
The reproductive organs of a flower.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you like a flower guy for a little bit?
No, I mean, I did the whole flower thing. But I don't remember talking
it's
about
it. Called a dick and balls.
Oh, what? I think, is it just for flowers? I think we have that too.
I kind of feel like you made it up.
Yeah, I'm just playing, yeah. It's all called right. a stamen and a carpel.
Yeah, no, there's no
way.
Oh, how can I forget that? Like, I knew that.
Duh.
It was at the tip of my tongue, man.
I was in science class in high school. Come on, guys.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Adrian, what is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Raven. Parrot. A bat.
There's only one bird that can.
There's only one bird that can. You're telling me that no birds can fly backwards?
What is the only bird that can
fly backwards? A pterodactyl.
Backwards.
Pterodactyl
bird?
A parrot.
Yeah.
You said that.
No, I said a pigeon.
No, you didn't. Nah, you didn't. You didn't.
No, I don't know. What is it?
A hummingbird.
Oh, shit. I should have known that.
Yeah.
What?
So it goes to the flowers.
I said that, too. Nah. give me the
other one. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Sistine.
Picasso.
Nope.
Sistine. I don't even know what the Sistine Chapel is. Is this like, did you do an easy
God's
one?
God's like this with the finger, and the other guy's like that with the finger. And yeah, they're about to touch fingers. Isn't that that's
what? They're about the angels.
No, it's an angel and a guy.
Is it God?
Well, he's no, like this.
It's like it'd be Adam and Eve type. Adam yeah, probably yeah. going to. Come on, man. He's
Caesar. No, I don't know.
He's a Ninja Turtle.
Is it Caesar?
He's a Ninja Turtle.
What is it? Oh, wait, no. Turtle. Michelangelo. Was that right?
Yeah. Okay. See, I got you.
What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi?
A plumber?
Yeah.
Man, if you would have got that, right, I would have got that pillow just to throw it in my teeth. Just kidding.
What is the hardest natural substance on Earth?
The hardest natural substance on Earth? Metal?
Nope.
Rock?
Nope.
Hardest natural substance. Granite?
Nope.
The hardest natural substance on Earth?
I wouldn't have thought that.
Why not?
I don't know. I would have thought.
Hardest?
I think what is. I don't know.
Hardest? Like yeah. Hard?
Yeah, it's like it's you can't cut it or break it or anything. And like something special, you have to use the like
diamonds.
Yep,
diamonds.
I wouldn't have thought that.
It took me a while.
Dog forever. What is the national animal of Scotland?
A beaver.
No.
Is that real? For real?
It's on Google.
Oh, shit. The national animal? That's a goat?
No.
Does that have four legs?
Yes. Oh, we can do that. Go
Does
ahead.
Does it have four legs?
Yes.
Is it big?
Yes.
A bear?
No.
No.
Man, but I saw... What is that, Brave, whenever the bear? Is that Scotland, right?
Okay. Ireland.
Oh, fuck.
No, I was kidding. I don't know.
It's the same thing,
Scotland.
Right?
No, it's Scotland. We're talking about
okay,
Scotland.
Okay, is it furry? Like a lot of fur?
No.
A moose?
No.
Moose. Much mooses. No.
An elk?
No.
All right, is it in the deer family?
No.
Is it a predator?
No.
No.
Does it eat grass?
Yes.
Yes.
A big animal that eats grass? It's not a dinosaur.
You said it has four legs.
Dinosaur got four legs, long neck.
No.
A giraffe. No.
No.
I don't know, dude. Tell me.
A unicorn.
You should have asked for more questions.
A unicorn or not? It's not real.
You tell Scotland that.
Hey, they like to
I should have. You should have said science fiction or fiction.
You were asking the questions.
I know, but I'm not telling the truth.
Why are you getting mad at me?
You didn't if you would have asked for a hint, I would have said this animal don't exist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but then
but I mean, but you so said mad. The national animal... Like, you think it'll be like an actual animal, like, that's alive. What if they're alive over there?
You gonna give me to say aminal.
Aminal.
Because that's Tarsar.
Alright. So what are we gonna do now? You gonna do a little autobiography?
Oh, yeah. Before we do that, though, I was gonna tell Xavier about our little conversation we had on the phone. Not today, but it was a while back. Whenever, remember I asked you, I was like, what if you're haunted by a ghetto ghost? And he was a crip. And so instead of saying boo, he was like, coo.
Coo, cuz.
Coo.
Coo, cuz.
Coo, cuz. What else did we were talking about? He's like, oh, he was like trying to, you know, he was trying to warn the person he was haunting, and he gets killed. And he's like, I try to warn you, cut.
What? Hey,
cut.
So you turn around, cut. You want to turn around, cut?
I thought you stopped running, cut.
Look, that way. Although you're crip walking on him, that way.
Oh yeah,
it's cool. It's cool, cause we got battle against some blood. They live on different sides of town in Ghost World.
Yeah, blood fight in the house.
Game wars.
Cause
you're on the wrong side, cause.
You know, tell me about it. I got blood living in my house.
Took over the territory.
It's like going the crypt sign in the
street. I'm talking shit while I'm eating my blocky blick blookies.
Blocky blick blookies.
Cool.
I be sitting there like, ooh. Get some of those Virgin Mary candles.
Yeah.
With some red rags around them. Fight them all around my candles. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
You ain't welcome here. You're in the wrong hood, bro. Don't you know this is Arnie business?
This is Arnie business, bro.
I stay ready for this shit. When I die, I'll be here. And I want to hear that cool cut when I get cool there.
You're going to take that cool cut outside.
Wait another 40 years, I'll be out there with you.
Yeah. He'll come up to you. You remember me?
He's all a big ass.
All swinging. Going right through him.
Turn around and, nah, cool cut. Cool, cool.
They shot him up to a whole different level.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell brought that shit up in my head. It's stupid.
Paranormal activities. The infrared, the red lights to see whatever the ghost pops in their head. He'd be like that.
He's looking around.
Paranormal investigators got the blood.
Oh, that nigga repping his set.
You can't. You're
laughing, walking with us.
Imagine, like, you know, you buy a house and it used to be like a crack house, or you know, dope house, and then you know, you do that infrared thing, and then you just see bitches in the fucking inside the kitchen naked, breaking up shit. You know what I mean? And people mass making their fucking meth and shit.
You're over here looking at the infrared, and then somebody's sitting there. Like, what the hell?
I got a house full of junkies.
I want to try something.
God damn, bro.
Charlie's seen my role model. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to leave that right there.
That's going to go on the end of the podcast. So after the outro.
Charlie's seen my idol.
Charlie sees my role model.
I still can't remember what we argued about.
Me either. Alright, so how are we gonna do it? Let's go.
Alright. So since we're not walking in like Mr. Rogers, we could just all be ready to talk.
Who says we can't walk in like Mr. Rogers?
Adrian.
You got your sweater on?
Nah. I'll come over here like that. And then take off my shoes. Hi, my neighbors.
Won't you be my niggas?
Won't you be my dealer? It's all a crack kid. What's up, man? Oh, shit, that'd be funny. Sorry. Trying another skit by it. I'm sorry.
Don't lose it. You tell us
anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry, bro.
Nah, that's fine.
All right, so.
Write it down.
My phone's dead.
Where's your phone at?
My phone's right here, but I don't know if it's going to be in there.
I'm going to say real quick. You see that movie where Frankie Muniz is in this movie where they play a video game, and if the video game they die, they actually die, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we can stand there as characters, and then one, you know, one guy would be with a bat, and then you know how they stand there, like, you know, they kind of move, and the other one with the axe, right? Mm-hmm. And another dude with the dildo, and then he's like that. Oh, come on, man. He's talking shit, right?
Yeah.
And then so they go to another player, and he's got a chainsaw. You know, he's ready. The other one, he's got at least a stick or something.
A knife or something, yeah.
And then he goes back to that guy, and he has a fucking...
anal beads.
No, so the dildo should be like a sword. And he's like, oh, man, like it's a sword. And then the whip... he should have, like, anal beads, and he's like, oh, man.
No chucks.
Why is it just me having these chucks? You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Then it goes to the costumes, and they're all badass costumes, and he has, like, this sex slave costume.
Seriously?
What kind of game is this?
With that little mouthpiece, close your mouth open.
Oh, it's all like, and then, like, it turns, like, the whole cowboy thing. And then the camera rotates and it's all assless chaps. He's like, man, I thought this was a good one.
It says brass knuckles and it's a butt plug.
No, that should be the last one where he's all like, man, fuck this. And turn around and walk away and it's assless chaps.
Assless chaps.
No, because on that one he'd be like, oh, no, this outfit's pretty legit. And then, like, works. The camera, like, swirls around. He's like,
or that's
oh,
a,
come on.
That's a selective. You don't know that he's ass, but he's selected, so he turns around and walks out the door.
Yeah.
To show it. Man, I'm sorry.
Man. Walks away.
I had that idea in my head. I didn't mean to cut you off or anything. I laughed about it. Literally, yeah, I had to laugh about it because I thought about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think we should just do this next time.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, because it's fucking 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Ooh, Cass is going to be mad and my phone's dead.
Yeah, it's about to be 1 in the morning. All right. Let's do it.
You got a charger. I just want to blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it.
How I blew it.
I just want to leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job.
Yeah.
I don't really wanna have to do it.
I don't really
wanna work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really wanna have to serve it.
I don't really
wanna deal with any lines.
Nah.
I don't really wanna have to prove it.
I don't